It's Tuesday, May 31st, 2016. I'm in Baker Berry Library. I'm interviewing a 18 named Trammell. I have a few questions for him. So where are you from, Trammell?
I'm from Weston, Connecticut.
What year are you?
I'm an 18.
How many times have you attended homecoming weekend?
Well, twice. I was on both falls. Once I was a participant as a freshman, and the second time I stopped by as an 18.
Which time was more fun?
I definitely enjoyed being a freshman a little bit more. You're a little more involved, and everything is so new, and you know you're running by the bonfire. I think it makes sense that your freshman year would be your most memorable homecoming.
Do you remember anything in particular that stood out to you freshman year about like the bonfire or any rituals that you did?
I remember that we started on Tuck Drive, I think, the road Webster's on, or not Webster, Thayer. And then we walked around campus and slowly picked up all the freshmen from the different dorms. And that was a very cool feeling because I was in Butterfield, which is attached to Russell Sage, so I was one of the first kids in the group. And to see it go from like 100 to like 1,000 was a pretty cool feeling, and then running around the bonfire too. I guess that walk.
Are there any rituals that you did during homecoming weekend? Like, did you rush the field or anything?
Yeah, we rushed the field. I think in years past it was more of a big deal than it was, because the year I did it, the security guards just kind of gave us an okay, and then everyone did it, which definitely made it feel kind of sanitized, but I did it. Past that, just like the bonfire, going to the homecoming game and then rushing the field, I would say.
Are there any like urban legends that you've heard about homecoming weekend, or that you've heard a lot of people talk about?
Yeah, I mean, a big tradition is that the incoming freshman class is the worst class ever until they run around the bonfire. So the upperclassmen will often gather around the bonfire, and then is this like a PG thing? Give them a bunch of shit. calling them like worst class ever, you're running the wrong way, yada yada yada. But that's definitely a big part of the experience, because they put on like sort of a false hostility until that moment, and then afterwards they can feel a little more comfortable just welcoming you in with open arms.
Did you participate in this harassment your sophomore year?
I did, but I wasn't really into it, so I left after doing it for like 3 minutes.
Are there any other pranks that you've heard people do during homecoming weekend?
What do you mean by pranks?
Like, you know, you just talked about harassing the freshmen, so I was thinking along the lines of any other, like, pranks on the freshmen or anybody during homecoming weekend?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess another component of that, I don't know if you would call it a prank necessarily, but... a big part of the harassment is touching the fire, and a lot of the seniors and, well, just upperclassmen yell at the freshmen to touch the fire, which, you know, a few kids will do, but then typically they'll be arrested, and then they'll have to deal with a lawyer, which I think is more than most of them are bargaining for.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for talking to me, Trammell. That's a good amount of stuff.